வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 7th of February, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
Destiny is very strong. Karmana daiva netrina janta deho upatti. Therefore Shastra says that you try for that thing which was not possible in many other lives. In each life, everyone gets father, mother, son, and the father's duty to son, son, that is going on. When you take birth as demigod, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, or as human being, or as animal, the caretaking business is there. Even the small ant during rainy season, when there is overflow, they take the eggs on the head. You have seen the red ant and finding out some place. The caretaking is there. Even the bird, a sparrow, so when they are the season for laying down eggs, they bring some straws and keep there to make a nest for taking care of the eggs. So this taking care by the father and mother, the beginning from the end, have to be Indra Chandra Devata. That is it. Jastindra Gopa Masarendra Mahosakarma Bandhan Rupa Phalabhajana Matanati Karmani Nidhati Hintucha Bhakti Vaja Govinda Madhi Purusam Tamanati. Indra, there is Indra Gop, one very small insect. It is also called Indra, Indra Gop, insect. And another Indra is the king of heaven. So Shastra says from this Indra to that Indra, everyone is bound up by his form. It includes all others. From this Indra to that Indra. Karmani nidhahati kinkucha bhakti bhaj. Everyone is bound up by the resultant action of his karma. It cannot be changed. So Shastra says, don't try to change your karma form. Better utilize that energy for becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness. Because you cannot change the destiny. That is not possible. Then shall I not endeavor for improvement of my economic position? No. Why? Because destiny, automatically you have got your destiny, you get it. How shall I get it? Now suppose you are put into some unwanted circumstances. You do not want it. You are forced to accept it. Similarly, a distressed condition comes upon you without your wanting. Similarly, the position of happiness also will come, even you don't try. Tallabhate dukkhavad annata sukham. That like distress, condition, unhappiness nobody wants, but it comes by force. Similarly, the condition of happiness of life, because everyone's life is mixed up with some distress or happiness. Nobody can say, I am simply happy. That is not possible. Distress is there. But nobody wants distress. But it comes. So why happiness will not come? So don't waste your time in this way. Because you cannot change. This will come automatically. you try for Krishna consciousness, which you never try, that is recovered. And there is a Bengali verse. Janame janame sabe pita mata pa. To take care of one's child by the fathers. That is available in every life. Because the aunt is also taking care. That is not human society, but is still taking care. The tiger also taking care. The small cubs, then fluttering on the body of the lion, and he is feeling very nice. Even monkeys, I have seen one monkey came in the window, and she had one small child. And somehow or other, the child came inside my room. See, that outside monkey became mad. So I had to take it. So the affection is there. The ant, there affection. The snake, affection. Tiger, affection. Man is affection. That is given. Otherwise, who will take care? So therefore, the Vaishnava Kavi says, janame janame sabe pita mata pa. In every life you will get father and mother and that protection. Krishna Guru nahi mile bhajo hiya. But in every life you cannot get Krishna and Guru. Take care of. Because unless you get Krishna and Guru, then you are within the cycle of birth and death. And you get father and mother and their care. There is no life. But Krishna Guru does not come in that way. That you have to search for. Ayurveda Brahmanda Brahmite, Kono Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Kripa Bhai. Your Krishna Guru will give you the nucleus of devotional life. Krishna Guru nahi mile bhajo hiya. So actually that is the fact. And I was going to tell about Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Swami is a devotee, so he was thinking of taking sannyas. So he was contemplating that I shall now leave my home and take sannyas. So in the meantime, his wife became pregnant. Then he thought that I was thinking like that anyway. This has happened and if I take sannyas now, what people will say that his wife is pregnant and he has taken sannyas, has gone out. So he waited. The child was born and the mother died. Then he thought, I do not know what Krishna is desiring. He will take care of this child, motherless child. So just he was thinking very deeply, one lizard dropped before him. One small child lizard. But he gave birth to a child, a small. And the small lizard was staying, and immediately small ant came before the mouth of the small lizard. And he ate. Then Sridhar Swami thought, every arrangement is there. Why I am thinking of this and that? Immediately. Actually, that is the position. The actual care is taken by Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. Nitya nitya na sikana sikana. He is taking care of everyone. So, best thing is that we should devote our life for awakening Krishna consciousness. This human life is meant for that purpose. By nature's way, pratita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvata. Nature is bringing us. As soon as we become sinful, we are dropped down to suffer the sequence of sinful life in different varieties. Again, just like a man, criminal, is put into the jail. But when his time is finished, again he is made free. Similarly, the cycle of birth and death, dehantra prapti. So, the animal life means reaction are sinful. And upper class of life, demigods, result of pious life. Two kinds of things are there, sinful and pious. So the cycle of birth is going on. That is human form of life, or about human form of life. It is a chance for understanding the real value of life. And therefore, for human beings, there are guidances. It is Vedas, Puranas, Vedantas. It is meant for the human beings, not for the cats and dogs. Anadi Bahirmukh Jeev Krishna Bhuli Gela Ataya Krishna Veda Purana Kuna. So, it is recommended in the human form of life, first of all, training as a brahmachari, then he may remain as grihastha for some time. The life is divided into four parts. 25 years, suppose I live 100 years, 25 years to become brahmachari, remain as brahmachari, and 25 years to remain as grihastha, family, and 25 years as vanaprastha, and 25 years as sannyas. This is system, Vedic system. Sannyas means vanaprastha is the preparation for sannyas. And sannyas means completely dedicated to the service of Krishna. This is our system. Because life, we are spirit soul. Our business is not here. Our business in the spiritual world. Yes, by circumstances we are fallen in this material condition. But if you say, this is all in all our duty, that is not advice in this hospital. It is circumstances. We have fallen under certain circumstances, so we have to take care of. The real duty is to have to save myself from this material entanglement. The hour, this institution, that is our ambition, that we are giving, trying to give facilities, at least to some intending person, especially retired person, to take advantage of this institution as far as possible, live. Of course, we have got rooms like that, live there and take little prasadam and fully devote time how to advance in Krishna. That is success. So, it is authorized by this Shastra. Panchādhaṁ vanaṁ vrajaya. Therefore, you will find still, but now the things have changed. That every holy places, there are so many men with time. This is the time. No, no, I am not going to die. Let them go. That is natural. So, really?
Vedputuścha śarīrene Roma harśaścha jāyate gandīvam saṅksate hastāt pachyaiva paridāhyate.
How can I feel it? My brother and nephew and other family member. So my boys grow up in
Nacha shaknom yavastātum brahmativa ca me manaha nimittāni ca pashyāmi viparitāni keshava.
Yes, viparitāni. I came to fight to gain my kingdom. And I see the opposite. Vipulita. I am not gaining everything. Yeah, I am making love by killing them.
Translation?
No, no.
Nacha shayonu pashyami padva svajanamahave nakangshe vijayam krishna nacha rajyam sukhanicha. I do not see how any good can come from killing my own kinsmen in this battle. Nor can I, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom, or happiness.
Naturally, this is. Yes.
Kim no rajyena govinda, kim bhogayar jivitena va, yesha marte kankshitam no rajyam bhogak sukhanicha.
Generally, we improve our material conditions just to become happy with relatives. When he constructs a new house, we invite relatives. They will come, they will say, oh, you have done very nice. And he is also pleased, my relatives, they are saying. But if all the relatives have killed, then how it will be possible for me to enjoy the kingdom? Deshangathe, Sankitam Rajyam.
Boga Sukhanicha.
Boga Sukhanicha.
Sa ime vastita yudhe.
For whom I wanted this kingdom, there is my part I have the kingdom. So what kind of fight it is? Then?
Pranang chakra dhanani cha. Achayak pitarak putras tasai vachapita maha. Matulak shvashurak potrak shyalak sambandinas tata.
I have to kill them. All the relatives and family members. Then?
Etan nahantu mischami.
I don't like. I don't want this fight.
Kunatopi Madhusudana.
Let them kill me. I tolerate that. But I'm not going to kill.
Api trailokya rajasya hetokim numahikrite nihatya datarashtra na ka pritekshya janadana.
So, in this way he decided, or he made a plan not to kill. From superficial, material point of view, was very nice gentleman. But Krishna is a chastiser. Itaste itasmurani gam, Krishna is a Asatyanam is Krishna Pajyamala. Yes, talking like a very learned man. So you are fool number one. And this is instruction number one. And then at last he said, with the most confidential part of knowledge I am telling you, Sarvadharman Pajyamala, what I say you do. That means I am asking you to kill, to do that. So he said, Parishayavakam. Very simple. I do not like to do it. But Krishna wants me to do it. This is Krishna. It is very difficult. I do not like to do. But Krishna likes to do. I have to do it. This decision is a Krishna conscious person, the devotee, is prepared to do anything nonsense for Krishna. Even in the estimation of ordinary person. People ask me that you are spreading Krishna consciousness and he is encouraging war because they have got experience of the last two wars in Western countries. So when Krishna encouraging war, they do not take it very nicely. They what kind of God he is. So they are suffering the war. And we are presenting a God who is encouraging war. So there was one lawyer, Goldsmith. He helped me incorporate in this.
In New York.
New York, yeah. He was a very good friend. He was asking them, how it is good, family, that Krishna is encouraging war, fight. Although Arjuna was making his own plan not to fight, Krishna took the trouble for instructing him Gita and then inducing him to change his plan for fight.